主耶稣吩咐我们两个使命。
Jesus gave us two commissions.
一个是传福音。
Versus to preach.
就是让信主的人能够增加。
So that the members may increase.
另外一个是牧养。
The other is to pastor.
就是让我们属灵的灵性能够扎根。
So that our spirituality may take root.
那我们昨天晚上有一起来学习主耶稣的个人布道。
We study about how the personal evangelism of Jesus.
那今天下午我们要一起来学习怎么来做栽培的工作。
And this afternoon we'd like to study how to be effective in our follow-up work.
这个布道跟跟进这个两个是要配在一起的。
And preaching and follow-up, they go side by side.
布道就是带领人到教会来。
And to preach is to bring people to church.
那么来到教会以后，一直到他信主为止，这一段的过程需要有人去跟进。
And once they come to church, and just before they are baptized, we need people to do follow-up work.
如果很多的慕道朋友来，但是我没有办法跟进，你会发现我们到最后要收割要来受洗的人会减少。
If there are true seekers, but there is not an effective follow-up work, we find that few will be baptized.
但是如果慕道者来，然后我们把跟进工作做得好，那我发现这个慕道者就很可能会受洗。
And but if for a true seeker, we can be effective in the follow-up and cultivating their faith, it is possible they can be baptized.
那跟进工作跟陪谈不太一样，陪谈就是我们布道会完了，大家到外面的吃个点心，然后在那边谈一谈，这个是陪谈，半个钟头就结束了。
And follow-up is different from visitor attendance, where we just talk to the visitors.
那这个跟进工作是跟慕道朋友建立关系，好像朋友一样，然后带领他一直在信仰上一直在成长。
The follow-up work is to build up a friendly relationship with the visitors and truth seekers, and to gradually guide them in the faith.
那很多人都有体验从一个慕道者到教会来，你要开始跟进照他受洗，然后你可以放心他信仰能够站立得稳，大概两年到三年。
It takes two to three years for a person to first come to the church to the point that they are baptized.
那这个两年跟三年的时间呢？我们就好像在做父母，在养孩子。
In this period of time, we play the role of parents.
要花很多的时间。
It will require a great deal of time.
去了解他。
To know them.
去带领他。
To guide them.
去帮他祷告。
To pray for them.
让他信仰扎根，能够稳定。
So that their faith may take root.
那关键困难就在这里。
And so this is the key.
要找一个信徒，他愿意花两三年的时间。去带领一个慕道者来受洗，来扎根。
For someone who is willing to spend two to three years to guide someone, so that their faith may take root.
所以有时候我们发现你那个慕道者名单，你可以收几十个人。
We can collect a directory of true seekers.
但是要跟进就发现找不到人。
But we find that there are few who can do the follow-up work.
所以我们这样的这种讲习训练，就是希望。能够有更多信徒愿意来做跟进的工作。
So through our training sessions, we hope that more people can participate.
使我们来的慕道者都很有可能因为我们用爱心跟进他，到最后他能够留下来，能够受洗，能够长大。
So that the true seekers, when they come to our church, they can remain, continue to come and become mature in faith.
首先，我们来看哥罗西书第一章二十八节。
Turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
我们这一节到四点半，我们休息十分钟，然后四点四十，然后到五点半准时会结束。
This session will be from 3:30 to 4:30, and the next is 4:40 to 5:30.
好，那可能有一些讲义我们没有办法一次学习完，我们以后礼拜五晚上可以继续，因为礼拜五晚上人比较多。
If we don't finish, we can continue on Friday evenings.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
二十八节跟二十九节。
28 and 29. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. 29, to this end I also labor, striving according to his work, which works in me mightily.
保罗说, 我为此劳苦, 在他里面的大能大力尽心竭力。
Paul says that for this end, for this purpose, I labor, striving according to his workings.
到底他在劳苦什么?
What is he labor and striving for?
把个人完完全全的
is to guide people to Christ Jesus.
所以我们教会信徒到教会来慕道，他刚开始很注意人。
When true seekers first come, what they emphasize more at the beginning is people.
因为亲戚、因为朋友、因为邻居的关系，所以他到教会来慕道。
Because they are friends and relatives of ours, so that's why they come to church.
他是因为人到教会来。
They come because of human influence.
现在我们跟进就是要把它带到神的面前。
And so the purpose of follow-up is to bring them to God.
所以第一次他来教会看到很多人。
When they come to church for the first time, they see many people.
他很高兴，大家对他很好。
So they are happy because everyone treat them well.
但是经过我们跟进以后,
but after the follow-up work,
我们要把它带到神的面前。
We need to bring them to God.
那这有什么好处?
So what is the benefit?
有一天他没有看到人,
so that one day when they no longer see people,
或者说以前对他很好的人都搬家了，不见了,
or the people that were friendly to them have moved away,
甚至最坏说有人得罪了他,
or perhaps someone offended them,
他不会离开,
and they will not depart from church.
为什么不会离开?
And why is that?
因为他已经到神的面前,
because they have come to God's presence.
所以他就不会离开,
so they are being they are rooted in church.
所以过去我们发现很多人受洗。
In the past years, we've seen many who are baptized.
很多人都离开了。
But yet many have left.
那这就是我们跟进工作要一直在改进的。
And this is because that we need to improve our follow-up work.
要信的人多，要受洗的多，但是能够持守到底的就不多。
Many are baptized, but few can continue in this journey of faith.
所以我们把他引到神面前，让他渐渐成长，以致得救。So
as we bring them to Christ, so that they may gradually grow in wisdom and be saved.
就是带到最后，他可以得救，又成长，又在进步，会得救。So
that they can become perfect and be saved.
好，我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
3. 哥林多前书第三章, 第六节,
chapter 3, verse 6.
我栽种，亚波罗浇灌, 唯有神叫他生长。 这个地方啊, 在讲我们, 教会信徒的工作, 福音工作要进步啊, 可分作两部分。
You will see that there are two parts to our work in church.
第一个是人的努力,
first is the effort of man.
就是保罗栽种, 亚波罗浇灌,
that is where Paul water, where Paul planted and Apollo's water.
第二个是神的同工,
and the second is God's abiding.
这个两个不能缺任何一部分,
and these are the two things that are that work together.
人很努力去, 带牧道者很努力去跟进, 但是神没有同工, 你发现他信仰没有办法建立起来。
If man works very hard to bring people to church, but God does not work with us, we find that there is no result.
所以需要人的努力加上神的同工。
So we need human effort and with God's co-working.
那这个神的同工就是透过祷告。
And God will work with us through our prayer.
那人的努力又分作两部分。
And our efforts can be divided into two parts.
保罗撒种,
Paul, he planted.
亚波罗浇灌,
Apollo's water.
这个浇灌就是跟进工作。
And the watering, it is the work of follow-up.
那这两个是一样重要的。
So these two types of works are equally important.
如果没有人传福音,
if no one preach,
我们哪里有人去跟进。 没有牧道者，你可以跟进。
Then there are no true seekers, and there is no place to follow up.
但是如果有人传福音，没有人跟进，到最后 也没有用。
But if someone preaches and they come, but there is no follow-up word, it is equally ineffective.
所以很少慕道者听了以后他自己一直来。
There is very few truth seekers who come on their own.
常常听了以后你需要有一个人常常跟他联络，然后一直跟他鼓励，然后一直去带领他。
And when they come to church, we need to constantly keep in touch with them and follow up to see how they're doing.
那这个就是跟进工作。
And so this is the work of follow.
这是两个，这是一样重要的。
So these follow up and preaching, these are equally important.
第八节
，verse eight.
栽种的跟浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得赏赐。这里说我们要照自己的功夫得赏赐。
It says that we shall receive our own reward according to our labor.
是照我们投入的功夫，不是照它的结果。
We are rewarded according to our labor, not according to the result.
所以如果我们很认真带慕道朋友，一个都没有带来。
If we work very hard to bring true seekers, but yet no one come and believe.
但那个努力本身呢，就会蒙神纪念。
But the effort and labor itself will be remembered by God.
那我们很努力在跟进。
If we work hard in doing the follow-up work.
那结果不是我们能控制的。
But yet, things happen beyond our control.
结果是神在控制的。
And the result is up to God.
所以我们在做圣工跟社会工不一样。
So the work in church is different from work in society.
社会的工是要看结果。
In society, people emphasize on actual results.
你多厉害，你多有权能，我看结果。
And how effective and how able you are, it depends on your work performance.
但是神的工不是。
But God's work is different.
神的工看你放下去的功夫。
God sees how much effort and labor we put in.
会不会有结果？神叫他长大。
It is God who gives the increase.
神在负责。
God is responsible for the growth.
所以我们在做圣工就没有压力。
So as we work for God, there is no pressure.
你尽量的做。
We can do as much as we want.
结果交给神。
And the result is up to God.
因为神不是用结果来判断我们的价值。
Our value is not determined by the result of our work.
这个例子在旧约跟新约都有。
So there are many examples like this in the Old and New Testaments.
挪亚传警告，到最后几个信
？Noah preached a warning, and how many believe?
一个都没有，除了他全家。
And except his family, there is no other.
那不等于挪亚做的工作没有价值。
It does not mean that his work is of no value.
那你看保罗到传道的末期
，Paul at the end of his ministry,
他我们这个使徒行传刚刚开始一下3000、5000的很快。
At the beginning of the Apostolic Church, 3,000 and 5,000 were converted.
但是到使徒行传后面就是在卫道。
But towards the end, Paul is beginning to...
Apologetic, 卫道。
Yeah, begin to defend the truth.
Yeah, yeah. 所以你看到吗？保罗到那个雅典去。
When Paul went to Athens.
保罗他头脑也很聪明，哲学理论也很懂。
Paul was very intelligent and well versed in philosophy.
他讲得很有道理。
He spoke very well.
但讲完没有几个信了。
But yet very few believe.
因为那里的人心硬啊。
Because people there, they were stubborn.
但是保罗已经尽最大的努力。
Paul already gave his best effort.
所以我们要有一个心理准备。
So we need to have a mental preparation.
我们真耶稣教会开启传道速度很快。
In the early days of TJC, the gospel spread rapidly.
一下从北京，然后到南京，再一直往下传。
From Beijing to Nanjing, and the gospel continued to spread.
台湾就南洋。
From Taiwan to Southeast Asia.
速度很快。
And the spread, the speed was very fast.
包括从1979年到非洲，速度也很快。
In 1979, it was preached to Africa.
但是到了末期，这个速度会慢。
But towards the end, it is slowing down.
那这不等于说我们的努力是没有用。
It does not mean that our effort is in vain.
我们还是要努力。
We continue to put out effort.
所以神照我们的功夫来纪念我们，来赏赐我们。
So we are rewarded according to our effort and labor.
所以做圣工不要有压力。
So we should not feel a sense of pressure.
因为你做了，神就悦纳，就对了。
Because if you do it, then God will reward you.
第二点。
And second point.
这个根基稳固才经得起考验。
A firm foundation can withstand the test.
什么叫做信仰有根基？
What does it mean to say that our faith has a foundation?
我想跟让大家不要一直听了，想想一想，什么叫做信仰有根基？不要翻圣经，谁能答得出来？你就看那个马太七章二十四跟二十七节，用想的。不要翻圣经，什么叫做信仰有根基？
What does it mean to have a strong foundation in our faith?
再想一想就好，你印象更深。你若不要翻圣经，就想啊，马太第七章啊，二十四到二十七，什么叫信仰有根基？登山宝训的最后几句话讲什么
？The last part of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7。
什么叫信仰有根基？谁要试试看？要不要 try？如果听见神的话，就把它行出来，这样叫做信仰有根基啊。
It is to do the will of God, or to do the word of God. That is a foundation.
然后这就好像房子盖在磐石上。
And it is like building a house on the rock.
那如果听了不行
，If you hear the word of God and does not do them，
就是好像信仰盖在沙土上。
It is like building a house on the sand.
看起来还是一个房子。
It appears to be the same house.
下面没有根了。
But yet it is without a foundation.
遇到雨淋、水冲、风吹，它就整个都跑掉了。
With the wind and the rains, and the house will collapse.
有人解释说，雨是从上面下来的。
People say that the rain come from above.
风是从旁边来的。
And the wind from the sides.
水是从下面来的。
And the water from beneath.
那我们信仰有三种考验。
So there are three types of trials.
从神来的试炼。
The trials from God above.
从世界上来的这些引诱。
And the temptations and influences from the world.
从下面来的魔鬼。
And from beneath the work of Satan.
魔鬼的攻击。
The attacks of Satan.
所以我们在带领这个慕道跟进的，就是要让他明白神的道。
So the follow of work is so that they can understand the word of God.
而且懂得靠神。来守神的道
，and to learn to rely upon God and to keep the word of God。
那这样，他信仰就是有根基，就这么简单。
Then their faith will have a foundation。
但是要靠神来守神的道，就要付代价。
But yet we need to pay a price。
所以有时候我们在布道会都讲很多信耶稣的好处。
In a convocation, we talked about the benefits of believing in Jesus。
这个都很好。
And these are good.
大家都希望得到好处。
We all want to receive benefit.
但是当一个人信仰要站得稳的时候，不能够只讲好处。
But for our faith to stand firm, it is not only on blessings.
还要提到我们要持守信仰要付什么代价。
We need to talk about what price we must pay to stand firm in faith.
如果你在公司里面要领很高的年薪
，If you wish to gain a high salary,
这是恩典了。
It is a blessing.
但是你付什么代价？
But what is the price you have to pay?
很多责任啊，很多工作。
It's a great deal of work and responsibilities at work.
那神给我们的天国的产业
，the heavenly inheritance from God.
还有地上的恩典
，and also the worldly blessings.
那如果这个要持守下去
，if we are to continue in these,
要代价
，we need to pay a price.
什么代价
？What is this price?
就是我要舍己。
It is to deny ourselves,
背十字架,
to carry our cross,
跟着耶稣走,
and to follow Jesus.
这个就是代价。
This is the price we pay.
你做得到吗?
Can we do it?
这个道理你懂, 你做得到吗?
We know the truth, but can we do it?
你愿意付什么代价去?
Are we willing to pay that price?
来持守道理。
To hold on to the faith.
这个这样啊, 信仰才经得起考验。
So that our faith can withstand the test.
所以这个慕道者来不是说他每次来聚会就没有问题。
So the true seekers, they come to church, it is not without issues.
我们要一直了解他。
We need to continue to maintain contact.
因为当他开始来慕道
，so that because when they first come，
第一个可能，跟他最亲的人，可能先生或太太，开始观念都不一样。
And they will begin to have different mindset with their family.
再来，他家庭生活的安排可能会开始不一样。
And plus their family schedule and arrangement might be different.
因为他要来聚会啊。
Because on Saturdays they need to come to church.
这个是一个很大的变动。
So this is a great change in their family schedule.
那在这个变动当中
，So amid the change，
如果他不愿意付代价
，If they are unwilling to pay the price，
他就从教会消失的。
Then they will disappear from church.
我不愿意影响我夫妻的关系，我不愿意影响我家庭的生活。
They rather not make too much change in their family or affect the spousal relationship.
啊，不错，道理很好，等我以后我再来。
The gospel is good, but let me wait a few years.
啊，但是我们通过跟进。
But through the follow-up.
就是要鼓励他。
We can encourage them.
哎，付代价的结果。
The result of paying the price.
就是神的同在。
Is God's abidance.
你会得到更大的福气。
You will receive greater blessings.
啊，这个就是。哦、我们要跟进，要让他经得起考验。
So that, so the work, the purpose of follow up is so that they can withstand the test.、
哦、第三点。
The third point.
啊，根基啊稳定才能结果。
You need to have a firm foundation to bear fruit.
好，我们来看以赛亚书三十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 37.
哦，三十一节。
Verse 31.
啊，三十七章的三十一节。
Isaiah 37:31, and the remnants who have escaped the house of Judah shall gather again, take root downward and bear fruit upward.
所以说犹太逃脱的、哦、要向下扎根，向上结果。
It says that the remnants of Judah will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
其实这也是我们信仰的两步。
These are the two stages of our faith.
第一个要向下扎根。
First is to take root.
根看不到。
The root it is not seen.
那根要扎到哪里
？Where is the root gonna grow？
不是扎到人。
It is not rooted on people。
哦，是因为这个人很好，所以我就因为他来教会。
We come to church because of a particular person who treat me well。
啊，因为我爸爸来信，所以我跟着信。
I believe because my father believes。
啊，因为我跟他结婚，所以我跟他来教会信。
Because I marry someone, I follow him or her to church。
这个根没有向下。
So this type of a root is not a downward。
这个向下扎根就是根扎到主耶稣身上。
To take root downward is to be rooted upon Jesus。
我信耶稣是因为耶稣是可信的。
I believe Jesus because he is credible。
他要给我的是世界上没有的。
What he gives me cannot be found in the world。
这个叫扎根。
So this is to take root。
那这个根一旦有扎下去，就会往上结果。
And once we are rooted, we will bear fruit upward.
这个上上结果，这个果子就是看得见的，你可以摘来吃的。
And this type of a fruit, it is visible. It can be plucked down.
所以这个改变是看得见的。
So the change that we have, it is visible.
有一个慕道朋友，他刚刚来的时候在赌场上班。
And we have a truth seeker. When he first came, he worked in the casino.
他来慕道差不多半年。
And he came to believe. He came to visit for about half year.
他有一个同事说：“哎，我看你最近不太一样。”
And his colleague said that you look different recently.
看你的脸不太一样。
Your face look different.
你的脸看起来很平安，很喜乐。
And from I can see peace from you.
那到底你最近发生了什么事情
？And what happened to you recently?
他说我去教会慕道。
He said I went to church.
结果他那个同事跟来慕道也得圣灵。
So the colleague also came and also received Holy Spirit.
所以他为结果结那种平安喜乐，是因为他向下扎根。
So he can bear fruit because he took root downward.
那我们在跟进工作就是帮助慕道朋友往下扎根。
So the work of follow-up is so that the truth seekers can be rooted downward.
我们听很多的见证。
We've listened to testimonies.
这个时候听别人跟神的关系。
It is about the relationship between others and God.
哦，但是现在话轮到慕道者，那你本身你跟神怎么建立关系
？But they will ask us, what is your relationship with God?
那这个就是要我们跟进的。
So we need to follow up.
有圣经的教训加上实际的经验来告诉他。
With the words of the Bible, in addition to the our personal experiences.
到最后，他不只懂得去追求神的恩典，他会去追求神。
So they will not only seek God's blessings, but to seek God Himself.
那去追求神，他的信仰就有根了。
And then, so that their faith may be rooted.
但是如果只追求神的恩典哦，他不追求神了，这个信仰会倒。
And if they only seek the blessings of God and not God Himself, their faith is very fragile.
你看主耶稣变饼五千个人吃。
Jesus broke bread and fed 5,000.
每一个人都要跟他。
Everyone wanted to follow him.
要拥护他当王。
Wanted him to be their king.
看不到他就去找他。
When they could not find him, they sought after him.
这个太热心了，不很热心了。
And so they were very fervent.
主耶稣看到他说：“啊，你跟我是因为吃饼得饱。”
So Jesus told them directly that you seek me because you were fed.
你跟我是因为我给你恩典。
You seek me because you receive blessings.
主耶稣说你要追求那生命之粮。
So Jesus told them that you must seek the bread of life.
那你吃了就不死。
So that you, when you eat it, you will not die.
那生命之粮是什么？
What is this bread of life?
他说我就是生命之粮。
Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
所以你跟我不是因为那个饼而已，你跟我是永生。
So they follow him not because of the bread, but because of eternal life.
啊，这个就是啊，根基能够往下扎根呐。
So this is for the faith to take root.
到最后，他就会有生活会有改变。
So that their lives may have changed.
这个就要通过我们的帮助跟进。
And so this is through our help, our work of follow up.
那一个慕道者来，我们要栽培他有三种的形式。
There are three ways to cultivate the newcomer's faith.
第一个是团体的栽培。
First is the group follow up.
团体就是大家在一起这样栽培。
It is, as a group, we can do the follow up and cultivation.
那这个团体的栽培可以分作三种。
And there are three types.
第一种最后面就是聚会。
And the first is church service.
礼拜五聚会，礼拜六聚会。
You can have a service on Fridays and Saturdays.
所以我们不要说慕道者每次聚会都到了，还没有问题，不是这样。
And if they come for every service, that does not mean that their faith has been rooted.
如果一个慕道者在教会里面很孤单
，If a true seeker is very lonely at church,
可能有一天他突然不见了。
And perhaps one day they will disappear.
为什么
？Why is it?
因为这个团体它融不进来。
Because they cannot be accepted in the community in this group.
第二点
，Second，
可能他在慕道的过程有什么挣扎，没有跟人能够帮助他，因为他很孤单，他没有朋友啊。
Or perhaps they are lonely. They have some struggles that they cannot overcome.
所以我们看一个慕道朋友要很注意，他来教会有没有朋友。
So we need to be aware and to see if there are friends at church.
所谓朋友，特别是叫做属灵的朋友。
These are spiritual companions.
就是说在灵性上可以帮助他了。
That they can help them spiritually.
那你如果说在教会找到很多朋友都是聊天聊世俗的事情。
If friends at church only talk about worldly matters.
不是说世俗不可以谈，但如果这个只是谈话的内容。
If the contents of our conversation is only in the material world,
那这个对他信仰的扎根的没有帮助。
Then it is of no benefit to their spiritual rooting.
所以我们要注意，这个慕道朋友在教会里面有没有属灵的朋友。
We need to find whether or not they have spiritual friends at church.
就是能够帮助他信仰进步。
Who can help them grow in faith?
那怎么让慕道朋友能够在我们这个团体里面能够融进来？
How can they be a part of this family?
下面就是团啊，这第一个就是团契。
And it can be done through fellowships.
所以团契很重要。
So fellowships are important.
所以我们有分区的家庭聚会。
We have different family services.
其实这也是一种团契的聚会。
And this is also a fellowship service.
那我们有青年的团契。
We have a youth fellowship.
那这个都是让慕道者能够融进来，感觉到好像一个家的一个单位。
And so through these, the true seekers can feel a part of this family.
所以慕道者我们要建立鼓励他，不是聚完会就走了。
So we need to encourage them, not just leave afterwards.
要跟大家融在一起。
But to be a part of the big family.
那有人跟他了解，来帮助他。
And to get to know them and to help them.
那再下一个就是小组查经。
And the next is a small group Bible studies.
这个小组查经透过查经我们可以让慕道者学习很多。
And through Bible studies, they can learn much.
而且很有系统的明白神的话。
To systematically understand the word of God.
我们现在在教会里面的聚会一般都是没有连贯性。
Church service, normally, there's no connectivity.
你把一个月所有的讲题拿来看。没有连贯性。
If you look at all the sermon topics, there's no common connection.
这里一点，那里一点，那里一点，那里一点。
And the sermon themes are very scattered.
所以我们常常发现如果这个我们要学习的这个题目从 A 到 Z， 我们在教会里面讲到大概 A 到 F、A 到 G 这样一直在重复。
And if the complete sermon is A to Z, we only talk about A to F or A to G.
但是要一个人啊信仰很有系统的造就，就要查经。
And to be edified in the spirit, we need systematic Bible study.
圣经如果讲深入一点，都跟生活有关系。
And the Bible is related to our everyday life.
连我们的洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼，讲到深入都跟生活有关系。
Even our baptism and foot washing, it is directly related to our life.
所以当 一个人参加了有系统的小组查经。
When they can attend this type of a systematic Bible study,
他的生活就能够真理化。
And their life will be connected to the truth.
比方说，我举几个例子。
For example,
我们在聚会当中
，during the service,
很少提到这个我们就是说。如果你在做生意，不可以卖跟偶像有关系的东西。
We rarely talked about during the sermon that we cannot sell items in our business that is related to idols.
但是有很多慕道者，他有这个拜偶像的背景。
And some of the truth seekers, they have the background of worshiping idols.
他不知道。
And so they do not know.
所以他在做生意，他还是在卖那个拜偶像的东西。
So in their business transactions, they deal with.Items related to idols.
但是如果我们很有系统的查经，那查完经还有讨论，你就发现这些事情都会被带起来讨论。
So, during Bible studies, these things can be discussed.
所以这个有系统的查经啊，这个非常有帮助。
And so systematic Bible study it is very helpful.
这是团体的栽培。
And so this is group follow up.
所以我们现在这个分区的家庭聚会这样很有系统啊，非常好。
So now we have a different group Bible studies, and it is good.
我去参加了，就觉得哎，真的，大家准备得很深入。
And when I attend, I feel that everyone prepared very well.
如果我们这样继续下去，几年下去，我们的信仰会很扎实。
If we continue, we'll find that our faith will be deeply rooted.
那第三个第二点，
second,
个人的学习。
Personal learning.
就是。保罗在旷野，他信主以后，他就退到旷野里面去了。
Paul, after he was converted, he was strong to the wilderness.
然后他就神启示他很多道理。
And God revealed to him about the truth.
那这个人学习最重要就是两件事情。
And the personal learning, there are two points.
就是读圣经跟祷告。
Is to read the Bible and pray.
所以我们需要一直鼓励慕道朋友，把他带到他自己会读圣经，他自己会祷告。就开始放心了。
We need to bring the truth seeker so that they can come, so that when they believe, they can read the Bible and pray on their own.
这个就自己学习。
And so this is self-study.
那个是自己栽培自己。
Self-learning.
包括一个年轻人也是一样啊。如果你看你的小孩他自己会读圣经，每天自己会祷告，你放心。
If you look at your children, if they can read the Bible and pray on their own every day, and we can rest assured that they're Faith is rooted.
但是有一天你发现，他不读圣经。
And one day, if you realize that they stop doing this,
他也不祷告。
And they don't pray anymore.
这个信仰就开始亮黄灯了。
And their faith is in danger.
那慕道朋友也是一样。
And for truth seekers, it is the same.
如果你听他说，昨天晚上睡觉以前，我在读念圣经，念到很晚了，你放心，感谢神。
And if we hear them say that they read the Bible until very late at night, we should thank God.
他自己懂得祷告，感谢神。
And they know how to pray on their own.
他的信仰就有属灵的粮食，有活水在浇灌。
They have the spiritual food and water to nourish them.
那我们现在还有一个很方便的。
Today there is another easy way.
就是那个圣经有的是用 CD 的，用念的。
We have sermon CDs or Bible CDs.
或者说讲道。
Or we have sermons.
现在有的弄到 MP3， 但比较新的车子都可以去连了。
And,
直接连到车子里面。
And many of those are connected to your car's audio system.
所以以前听人讲我每天要开车这么久去上班，浪费时间。
And sometimes people say that I drive so long to go to work is a waste of time.
但是我也听过信徒说，我每天去工作，我都听了好几遍道理。
And, but some member will say that on the way to work, I would listen to several sermons.
当然就没有浪费时间了。
And so that is not a waste of time.
所以我们就是要带点慕道朋友自己去追求。
We need to guide them so that they have a personal sense of pursuing.
读圣经祷告，然后我们现在那个讲道的也可以上网自己去找。
And these sermons are also posted online.
现在这样的话，每个讲道的道理在这个网络上都有。
And almost every sermon can be found online.
那如果他自己懂得去追求，就放心。
So if they have a sense of self-realization to seek after these.
所以慕道朋友来，不是说坐在这里聚完会，我事情结束了，回家感谢主，就不是这样，要跟进。
So for truth seekers, it is not only to make sure they come to church, but yet we need to follow up to see how they're doing.
那第三个就是个人的栽培。
And the third is personal follow up.
个人栽培就是一跟一建立关系，然后好像父母在带孩子这样。
It is a one-to-one relationship, just like parents taking care of a child.
因为出信你会有很多问题。
And the newly baptized, they may encounter some issues.
所以需要人带领。
So we need someone to guide them.
这就是所谓个人栽培。
So this is personal follow up.
所以个人栽培工作的定义。
So the definition of this.
我们先来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章十一节跟十二节
Chapter 4 verses 11 and 12 Verse 11 And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers 12 For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ
这里说教会里面神设立使徒、先知、传福音、牧师、教师各种不同恩赐的工人
There are different types of workers in church
目的是什么
？What is the purpose？
十二节
，verse 12。
要英文这样看哦，装备圣徒，让他各尽其职，来建立基督的身体。
To equip the saints for the work of the ministry to edify body of Christ。
所以这个跟进工作就是要一个灵性成熟的人，跟一个初信的，跟他建立关系，然后带领他信仰能够进步。
So the personal follow-up is for those who are spiritually mature to guide。Those who are newly baptized, so that they can be strong in faith.
如果从圣经看起来哦，布道不需要条件，每个人都可以去布道。
And to evangelize, there is no requirement. Anyone can evangelize.
但是跟进要有条件。
But to follow up, there is some prerequisites.
跟进就是这个灵性要成熟。
We need someone who is mature.
所以有的教会，我看加兰布鲁大概没有了。你很怕一些特定的信徒哦，去跟慕道朋友谈话。一谈话以后，他生病了，不是肉体生病，灵性生病了。
In some churches, we are afraid that some members talk to truth seekers, and because they don't come anymore.
本来很热心的，讲话讲一讲的，教会不来了。
And at first they were very fervent, but towards the end they don't come anymore.
本来是很单纯的，谁跟他讲话以后，一东一西，一鬼一神了。
And at first they were very fervent and very strong in faith, but later on they start to have doubts.
所以这个跟进工作要有条件。
So the follow-up work is, we need to be very careful and need someone who is mature.
所以灵性要成熟。也因为这样子如果我们愿意参与跟进工作，我们本身的灵性会进步。
So if we are willing to participate in the follow-up work, our spirituality will improve.
没有服事我们人真的信仰不容易进步。
And without servitude, our faith cannot improve.
每天来聚会坐再回去，有时候信仰一辈子都停在原点。
Sometimes you come to church and go home, and your faith will just remain there.
当我开始要服事
，but when we start to serve,
你就开始进步。
We will continue to improve our faith.
本来很怕讲道，我现在我愿意接受教会帮我讲道。
So we are willing to help give sermons.
你准备一篇道理可能花一个月。
And perhaps take you a month to prepare for a sermon.
但是那一篇道理讲完之后，你灵性进步很多，因为在准备的过程，你用很多的心去查考圣经去想。
So in the process of preparing for the sermon, you think about the Bible and you thought about and through the process, your faith improves.
那我们自己讲完道理之后，我们一定会想说，我一定要去做。
And after we give the sermon, we will want to do what we have said.
那这样就进步了。
So then our faith will improve.
那带慕道者也是一样。
So bring truth seekers, it is the same.
当你开始要带慕道者
，when you begin to bring them,
你就开始进步了。
Then your faith is starting to improve.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为你要帮助他，你自己要先学习。
Because to help them, you yourself must first be educated.
有时候我们常常觉得说布道会带不到慕道者，我不去了。
And we might think that the evangelical service it is for truth seekers, we don't need to go.
为什么？因为这个道理我已经从小听到大。
Yes, I have listened to this since when I was young.
但是有一天呢，一个慕道者坐在你旁边。
But one day, if there's a truth seeker sitting next to us,
他问你说：“请问为什么有神
？”And he asks, "Why is there a God?"
忽然间，我们发现你圣经在前面，你翻不出来。
And suddenly, we may realize that we cannot turn to the right scripture.
我怎么能够圣经翻出来告诉他有神
？How can I turn to the Bible and convince them that there is a God?
所以，当我们开始在带慕道朋友。
So when we begin to bring truth seekers,
他有很多问题，你一时答不出来。
They may have questions that we cannot answer.
又回去自己查。
So we'll go home and study.
查下一次就回答他。
And next time we can answer.
这样我们就进步了。
then we have improved.
哦，那如果我们带慕道朋友来
，so in bringing true seekers，
哦，比方说我们现在10:50开始唱诗
，we begin at 10:50 with a hymn sing。
其实10:00就开始祷告了。
Actually, the prayer begin at 10:00。
那我们如果带慕道朋友来
，so if we bring true seekers。
我们就很在意，我一定要聚会之前就把他带到教会。
And we need to be, we need to insist on bringing them to church on time.
那我们本身就进步了。
So we ourselves can also make it on time.
那如果我们再带慕道朋友
，So in bringing true seekers,
再跟进他
，in the follow-up work,
我们本身会做榜样。
And we ourselves need to set an example.
有一个弟兄啊，他差不多每一种慕道者，他都可以跟他谈。
And there's a brother who can speak to any type of true seeker.
有人就问他说：“哎，你怎么，你也不是教会的传道，你怎么有办法
？”And so someone asked him, "How can you do this?"
他说他有一次啊，慕道朋友跟他谈了，他答不出来。
And he said that one time a true seeker asked him a question, he cannot answer.
他就把那个所有布道会的小册全部拿回去，一张一张这样，一张一张去查。
So he brought home all the flyers for the evangelical service, and he go home and study scripture by scripture.
他这个全部查过一遍以后
，and after he has studied them all.
因为每一次慕道者来，他都主动跟他谈。
Every time a true seeker come, he would take the initiative to talk to them.
他自己信仰就进步了。
And his own faith was improved.
所以做圣工啊，能够帮我们进步。
So the serving God can help us in our faith.
那这个个人栽培工作有几个步骤
？There are different steps to personal follow.
第一个，他是未信的，他是慕道朋友。
First, it is they are a newly believe, new believer. They have not yet believed.
所以我们要栽培他，带领他，到最后他愿意受洗，变成初信。
We need to guide them so that they can become a believer.
那从这个初信的要带领他，他变成门徒。
And from a new believer, they need to improve to become a disciple.
那门徒跟初信有什么不同
？What is the difference between a disciple and a new believer?
洗礼呢，就是信徒啊。
When you are baptized, you are a member.
但是如果是门徒
，But for a disciple,
主耶稣对门徒要求什么
？What does Jesus require of them?
舍己，背十字架，跟从我。
To deny yourselves, to carry the cross and follow me.
所以变成门徒的话，这个信仰就进步了。
So when they become a disciple, their faith has improved.
每一次我们读到圣经
，Every time we read the scriptures,
都知道这个圣经就是神要我们努力的方向。
You know that the Bible, it is a goal for our pursuing.
这样就是门徒。
Then we have become a disciple.
然后到最后要栽培他变成工人。
And then they will become workers.
在教会里面能够服侍神。
In the church, they can serve God.
到最后他也能够帮忙去栽培别人。
And then they can improve to become one who cultivates others.
这个就是个人跟进工作一个努力的几个步骤。
So these are steps in improving our personal follow-up.
所以我们一直栽培，栽培到最后，他过了两三年之后，他可以去带慕道朋友。他说他是可以去栽培慕道朋友。
So when we follow up on the visitors and the true seekers, in a few years we find that they can also cultivate others.
所以我们不但是帮助他信仰扎根进步，而且帮助教会训练另外一个工人。
We not only bring them to believe, but yet we train another new worker in church.
这个是最好的一种训练方式。
So this is the best way of training.
是一对一的一种训练。
This is the one-to-one follow-up.
那个人栽培的重要性。
And the importance of personal follow-up.
第一点。
First.
初信者信仰根基不稳。
Their faith is fragile.
有几点。第一个，他重视人。
They put emphasis on people.
我们刚刚已经提过了。
As we have said before.
他来教会看不到神，他第一个决定我要不要来，就是看周围的人好不好。
They come to church. Whether or not they come, it depends on how people treat them.
那这样的话很容易跌倒。
And so they are easily fall.
所以有时候我们常常发现那个慕道朋友。或者新受洗，你如果要让他跌倒，很简单，一句话他就倒。
By one word, they can fall.
有一个弟兄被安排去载一个慕道朋友。
There was a brother who went to pick up a true seeker.
载了几次以后
，After a few times,
他就问他
，He asked him,
那里有公车啊，坐到教会很方便，为什么你不坐公车
？He said that he can take a bus instead of me coming to pick you up.
就一句话就倒了。
And that's all it takes for him to fall.
再来，他永远不来教会。
And this true seeker will never come again.
所以这慕道朋友要倒很简单，一句话就倒。
By one careless word, they will fall.
因为他只看人。
Because they look at people.
那我们经过我们的跟进之后，你发现他可以超越者。
And through follow-up work, we find that they can overcome this.
周围的人怎么讲，或人怎么不好，他就不会倒。
And they will not care as to what people say.
这个就是要跟进。
And so this is through follow-up.
第二个。
And the second.
不能吃干粮。
They cannot take solid food.
我们看希伯来书第五章。
In Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
12节到14节
verses 12 to 14 verse 12 for though by this time you ought to be teachers you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God and you have come to need milk and not solid food for one who partakes only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness for he is a babe 14 but the solid food belongs to those who are full ageAnd that is those who are by reason of having their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
所以说小孩子吃奶。
The child, they take milk.
大人要吃干粮。
But adults take solid food.
什么是干粮?
What is solid food?
熟练仁义的道理。
It is to be able to know what is right and wrong.
所以一个慕道朋友他刚刚开始，他不能吃干粮。
And true seekers, when they come, they cannot take solid food.
但是渐渐的，我们跟进了，他就能够长大。
But as they grow and mature,
有一个教会啊，吸引很多，跑掉很多。
And there's a church who attracted many true seekers, but yet many also left.
后来大家就一直在想为什么。
So we examine what happened.
后来就发现有一个原因。
We realize there's a reason.
因为来慕道的时候怕他。不洗礼，所以都不敢讲比较重一点道理。
And because when they first came to seek the truth, they were afraid that he would not be baptized, so they dare not say about things that are more harsh.
说安息日也不敢讲啊，你有空一定要来。
They dare not talk about the Sabbath.
不是说安息日是神的诫命。
They dare not say that Sabbath is God's commandment.
奉献十一捐也不敢讲。
They dare not talk about offering tithe.
什么都不敢讲，只讲耶稣的恩典。
They only talked about the grace of Jesus.
这个慕道者是受洗啊。
And so the true seeker is baptized.
但是没有听过这些比较熟练仁义的道理。
And so they have not heard about some of these teachings.
洗礼以后就很难牧养。
And so it becomes very difficult to pastor them.
所以我们的慕道到末到要洗礼之前就要开始讲信耶稣的责任。
So towards the end, just before baptism, we need to talk about the responsibility of believing in Jesus.
那这个能够吃下去责任哦，不是现在不是讲福利哦，责任。
Not talking about the benefits, but rather the duty of being a Christian.
所以有一个工人啊，他慕道者要受洗礼之前，他一定要给他们上一课。
And so there was a minister before baptism who also give him a lesson.
就是信耶稣要经过火洗。
Talked about the baptism of fire.
哎，听了你能接受吗？
Are you able to accept it?
不能接受，下一次吧。
If not, wait till next time.
火洗就是代价。
And baptism of fire, that is the price.
这是干粮。
So this is solid food.
所以我们要带一个慕道朋友到最后，凡是圣经翻开来，你讲得出这是圣经，我都愿意接受。那就没有问题了。
And so if we turn to the Bible and they are willing to accept the teaching, then they can be baptized.
但是如果圣经翻开有一些我很喜欢，有一些这个我不能接受，这个还不能洗。
If there are some parts of the Bible they cannot accept, then they are not ready to be baptized.
因为那个时候跟他洗礼，你有一天你翻圣经念到他不能接受，他就倒了。
Because one day if you turn to the scripture and then you read the verses, they do not like, they will fall.
那这个需要有一段时间，这样一直跟进，一直跟进。
So it requires some period of time for us to continue to follow.
跟进到最后，他觉得圣经就是神的话。
At the end, we realize that the Bible is the word of God.
神是爱。
God is love.
神的话对我们都是好的。
God's word is good to us.
你只要做得出来，对我们都是好的。
If we can do it, it is good for us.
那这样就是吃干粮。
Then they can. That is solid food.
我没有遵守神的话，神没有损失啊。
And if we do not keep God's words, there is no loss on God's part.
损失是我们。
The loss is on our part.
我们遵守神的话，神也没有得到什么。
If we keep God's words, and God did not gain anything,
得到是我们。
It is us who gain.
所以 能够到最后圣经翻开了我都愿意接受，那就吃干粮，这个就长大了。
So if we can accept every teaching in the Bible, then we have grown and mature in faith.
第三个就是初信的不容易经得起考验。
There is that they cannot withstand the test.
所以为什么要跟进？
So why do we need to follow?
而且默祷。
As praying silence.